In Jackson's case, political infighting and elements of racism were apparent at these hearings. Several Republicans started asking unreasonable questions to prevent her from becoming a Supreme Court justice. They accused her of being too soft on child sex offenders and crime in general. They were wrong. According to U.S. legal experts and independent fact-checkers, almost all of Ketanji Brown Jackson's decisions and judgments have been within the norm. Republicans have called her an activist judge who is biased towards the Black community, as well as women and minorities. However, Jackson actually wants equal justice under the law, which is written above the main entrance of the U.S. Supreme Court. Her whole career has been about turning this ideal into a reality. Jackson has big shoes to fill. The last prominent Supreme Court justice of color was the charismatic civil rights lawyer Thurgood Marshall. Marshall is best known for winning the Brown v. Board of Education case, 1954, which ended segregated education in the U.S. But Jackson has the skills and the family background to make her own mark on history. Her parents, Johnny and Ellery Brown, were both teachers and school board administrators. Jackson eventually made it into Harvard Law School. While at Harvard, she became one of the editors on the Harvard Law Review.